Our Prime Minister Scott Morrison has spoken, and one of his quotes is, "I look forward to the time where they can see, whether it's the AFL, the netball, the NRL, or whatever code they support, the fans, and being able to watch that again. But I can't see them going along to a game for a while, those large mass gatherings." But he said that he does look forward to the time when people can sit down for a meal at a restaurant or a cafe or pub again. Interesting stuff. He also spoke about, "I can't see international travel occurring anytime soon." Can't see that. There are obvious risks, according to our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Corey Wingard is going to join me very, very shortly, the Sports and Recreation Minister of South Australia. But David King's been good enough to join me. And it was a couple of weeks ago on Fox Footy that he threw me a story where he said that players could go into an initial hub lockdown situation for a couple of months. And it pricked my ears up thinking, a couple of months? And lo and behold, yesterday we hear that they might go into a lockdown situation for a couple of months. Welcome to you, Kingy. Great to have you on.
How good is it, Dwayne? How good is it that we've got an option? I mean, you're incredibly positive about the game coming back, as you have been for, you know, 5 or 6 weeks now. And I think to have this on the table is an outstanding result from the AFL. Yes, it's not going to please everyone, but tell me anything you put forward in front of a mass group like this that just gets the tick straight away. I mean, there's wiggle room on this. There's room to move, but, you know, 8 week block. You know, get 7 games away, 3 weeks of training, a small break, and then hopefully we don't need to do the next phase. But if we do, well, there's another option there as well. It's incredibly good news, and I just hope the players are seeing it that way as well.
So you painted it to me a couple of weeks ago like that it might be an 8 week block, and then, you know, we reassess and see where the country is at then, and then we might not need to essentially get another. What are you hearing and what have you heard since then, and what have you got to tell the people of SEN?
Well, it's just, you've pretty much been across it all day. Look, I think that there'll be some flexibility, Dwayne. I think these markers that we've got at the moment are what the players said they needed. So the 3 week training phase before we can play the seven games in 5 weeks was what they said that they'd need to get ready. Sounds like already there's some movement on that. Now, if the players are professional enough to come back in really good condition, do we just need 1 week? And that would be a saving of 2 weeks with these guys that have got concerns regarding family and the like. They said they needed 5 games in between days, roughly. Well, that's why we arrive at 7 games in the 5 week span. I mean, they're the sort of things that the AFL have listened to and put in place. Now, if the players want to move on some of those things, well, you'll cut time off that first 8 week block. So that would be a starting point for me. Is there the ability, Dwayne? We're saying there's 30 to 32 players have got to go in and basically be in quarantine. There's another 12 to 15 players on those lists at the moment. Is there the ability at a point through that first 8 week block to substitute 15 in and 15 out? And if so, well, surely we can appease everyone. A Rory Sloane, a Jack Riewoldt, a Todd Goldstein, anyone that's got an issue, a family-related issue, and we feel for them in the state that they're in and the position that they're in, maybe they only come in for 4 weeks. Maybe they come in as the second phase and come in for the last 4 weeks. Surely there's room to move on this. And I just think this is the starting point. Everyone's jumping up and down. Let's be positive that we've got this off the ground.
So the initial 8 week hub could be reduced with less of a lead in time, not a 3 week lead in time, and maybe a shorter spacing of games to 5 or 6 weeks, which would be a huge compromise the players would probably love. And the players that they self-isolate outside of the hubs at home during a period could actually go in, get tested on the way in, given that they've been self-isolating at home anyway, and they know they haven't got the virus, and they get to the hub as a clean player ready to go and tested and confirmed as clean.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's things that we can do. There's movement to be had here. This is not set in stone. I mean, what would happen if a Trent Cotchin left after 4 weeks? Jack Riewoldt come in and finished off the last 4 weeks so they could appease their situations at home. I think the whole thing comes to management now. It's your own squad. We're going to have more players on the bench. Clearly, we're going to have shorter game time, only 100 minutes of game time. So there's the ability to spin through these games really quickly. The players are now saying, we talked to Phil Davis on Fox Footy Live last night, and he said, you know what, I'm ready to go. I'd probably only need a week left, not the 3 weeks. Now, can we put it back to the players and say you can shorten the time, but a professional manner.
Well, Nathan Jones said he'd be ready to go tomorrow when we spoke to him last week. So some players are ready to go. So you think clubs will get together with their player group now and say, okay, how can we manage this as a group to make it operational for you? So take in each player's individual circumstance and come up with a formula that works best for that player within the parameters of the club itself so you can get this to work as a club.
100%. 100%. Have those rational conversations. And let's be honest, as of January 1st this year, roughly 40% of the playing groups are 22 years of age or under. They're not going to have any impasse with this, Dwayne. They're going to be thrilled. They'll be hoping some of these old guys don't come so they can take their spots. I mean, they're going to a resort facility. They're going to be catered for day in, day out. They're going to play football, recover, minimum break, play football again. They're going to play golf around their free time. They're going to have plenty of space to work. This will be a dream for those guys that are 22 and under, and we all would want to be that player. The guys in the middle on the list, yep, they've got some family situations. But these are unique circumstances. You know, we've got to give a bit to get a bit here. So I just think if we're sensible about this and put it back in the hands of the coaching staff and say, righto, you manage your list. If you think someone's struggling mentally, let them go. Let them go back to their family for a while. Pick them up on the next block. If you think they're struggling physically, let them go. The family needs, let them go. So they're the sort of things that clubs are going to have to do now.
Yeah, I actually spoke to someone yesterday who talked about the fact that this particular player kind of didn't think he'd get much of a game at all this year, and he was worried that he'd just get delisted at the end of the year and career was over. But now, all of a sudden, there's an excitement factor with the fact that he might get plenty of games and he might put himself out there for other clubs to see, and he might actually start his career when his career he thought was about to end.
Yeah, and don't think this is a negative conversation, because I admire what the playing group have been able to do so far. They've kept their hand in the air, open to all options. Well, you know what? The options landed. Let's not just poo-poo it. Let's sit back and say, okay, how can we fashion this now into something that's palatable for all? It won't suit every player. We get that. And some of the stars are the ones that we're going to have to pay more attention to, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that get the eyeballs on the TV screen. And that's all we're catering for this year. We're not catering for crowds at the venue. We're not doing high fives as all 22 go around the outside of the ground. We're just worried about the spectacle being the best it can be. Well, let's give it back to the coaches and say, here, you've got to front up with 26 players maybe, game in, game out. Manage your roster, manage your time on ground stuff, do all that. But have the ability at some point through the eight-week block, it may be a seven-week block, it may even be a six-week block first up, have the ability to fashion your own needs.
So the AFL could have released and absolutely tried to get more focus on the best case scenario, but people would have said, well, you're kidding yourself and you're looking through rose-coloured glasses and how stupid are you aiming for that? Whereas the other side of the spectrum is we look at the other extreme end, we focus on the worst case scenario. So you're pretty confident, and as I was at the top of this program, that we're going to find a happy medium where 95% of the players are in, it's going to work for 95% of the players, we're going to get a season, and we're going to allow all those people that are employed in the AFL industry to still be working, players, staff, everybody.
100%, Dwayne. It's about the total game. It's you know, obviously, this discussion is about the playing group, but there's a staff component to this. Most of those guys are sitting at home at the moment, basically getting the government allowance. You know, there's a fair percentage of them just digging holes at the moment, digging trenches. They've got no security with what their job's doing. This is an avenue to get everyone back involved and turn the torch on at the end of what's been a bloody long tunnel so far. This is incredibly positive. I hope that the players see that as a genuine conversation. They need to be open to all angles. I'm sure they are. They're well led by Paul Marsh. We know where they sit. But let's just get this done. Let's just get the season started. And if players are struggling, well, we're sensible enough to say, let this guy go back to his family or let's look after him in different ways. But, gee, this is an incredibly positive move for the AFL, and I'm thrilled that Gill and his team have been able to get it to this point.
So, and look, I'm a bit biased on this program. I have blokes like Gazy on, who's, you know, positive, glass half full kind of guy. Corey Homicide Williams was just on. I'm like that every day because that's just me. I get you on and you're painting a prettier picture than anybody else has painted today outside of this program as well. Why haven't some of the leading players been, you know, leading in this regard as well, sort of standing forward and saying, no, okay, we're going to get this done. This is something that we're going to work through. And, you know, I'm really positive about it as well, with the same, you know, voice demeanour as you.
Well, it's a good question. But I think if you ask them individually, if you survey the individual player, right? So you go to Patrick Dangerfield and say, how many weeks, Paddy, do you want to spend away from home? What can you and your partner come to agreement on? If it's 3 weeks, if it's 4 weeks, whatever it is, tick. We'll get that done. We'll sort that. Leave that with us. I reckon 80% of the playing group will say, we'll just go with whatever you roll out, we'll go with. As we said, 40% of the playing lists are under 22. They'll have no problem, those guys. The guys that are at the back end of their career, 30-plus, they've only probably got one, maybe two seasons left. They're going to say, look, maybe I need to do this. Maybe I need to go and be part of this and finish off the career in, you know, the best possible fashion. Maybe win a flag when there's something up for grabs. All balls are in the air at the moment. Who knows what success is going to look like in 2020? It just could be the best managed team wins the flag, not necessarily the most talented or the best system or the best structure. So I think the bulk of the group will look after itself. And those that have got unique circumstances, let's work with them. Now, Toddy Goldstein, I heard him on with the boys this morning. If he can only do 4 weeks of the first block, well, that's fine. Let's just work out whether it's the middle 4 weeks, the end 4 weeks, the first 4 weeks. I'm sure there's compromise here somewhere, Dwayne. Let's just find the middle ground for those guys. But we're talking, and they are representing, every time Paddy Dangerfield talks, he's not talking for him. He's talking for the group. So I understand he has to be measured because we pick apart everything he says. So let's be sensible about it.
Got a back-to-training date for us, Kingy, at all? You got a rough one, or when we might be playing again, or is that too far forward?
No, I think that's too far forward. I'm not even sure whether the clubs are all aware of some of this stuff, or the AFL have got a finite date yet. But I wouldn't be surprised, Dwayne, if the three-week lead-in has significant shifting to it. I think the AFL will say, okay, we're happy to trim this 8-week block. Come ready to play. You got a week to get rolling. That'll be the biggest movement over the next few weeks, I think.
So do you think that'll bring the date forward to mid-June rather than late June? Or if all of a sudden the 8-week period and a 3-week lead into game one became a 1-week period, would that bring it forward to mid-June?
Well, if these players are anything like me, Dwayne, they might just need that extra couple of weeks at the moment. If the hammer drops and they've got to come back ready to go, they may actually need this time, Dwayne. They may need every minute available.
Love talking to you, Kingy. Love talking to you. We'll talk again soon.
Keep up the good work, mate.
David King, what did you make of that? 1-300-736-736. Painted a really good picture, and I love the sound of it. It's what we opened with today. Middle ground rather than the extremist idea of the really scary scenario, because there is going to be middle ground. They will negotiate through it. Paul Marsh said it on Breakfast this morning, and Kingy confirmed that he's hearing that as well. Your calls on that next. 1-300-736-736.